Are you ready to transform? Well, step into our busy Yogi World Studios, where we motivate, educate, and inspire you to make great lifestyle choices. It's time for a vibrant, healthier, and happier you. The KCOR Digital Radio Network welcomes you to Busy Yogi with your host, Valerie Okunami.
Good morning and namaste. The great inventor Nikola Tesla said, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." Lately, I've been listening to solfeggio frequencies at night before I sleep. They are powerful sounds that promote deep energy work to bring balance back to the body, mind, and spirit. Vibration is everything, and every vibration has its own frequency. By exposing the mind and body to different frequencies, you align with the rhythms and tones that form the basis of the universe. Like the sound of Om we use in yoga is supposed to represent the sound of the universe. Long associated with meditation music, the solfeggio frequencies are reputed to be the original frequencies used by the Gregorian monks when they chanted in meditation. And the chants are based on the original six notes, which is ut. It's 396 hertz, and that represents liberating guilt and fear. Re, which is 417 hertz, helps undoing situations and facilitating change. Mi, as 528 hertz, it transforms the DNA, it repairs the DNA. Fa is 639 hertz, it helps with relationships. Sol, 741 hertz, wakens intuition. And La, 852 hertz, returns us to spiritual order. These notes penetrate deep into the conscious and subconscious mind, dredging up emotional reactions which are sometimes unable to be controlled. These original frequencies are said to have been lost over the centuries with the introduction of new tuning methods. The tuning practice adopted for Western cultures from about the 16th century and used today is known as 12-tone equal temperament. Our modern scale can create situations, and I know you've heard music that makes you feel boxed in, stuffed, and kind of like icky. It creates fear and a lack of consciousness. And this all can help to manifest into physical symptoms called dis-ease. Our modern-day musical scale is out of sync when compared with the original solfeggio scale. If we want to bring harmony into our lives, we need to replace the dissonant Western scale with a web of subtle and clear intervallic relationships of the solfeggio music. Let the music become once again a tool to raise human nature and a method to connect you with the source. It's been also said that everything we need to learn, you can learn by observing nature and studying nature. Our guest today is a sound healer, author, speaker, and workshop facilitator. Her name is Ishira Hart, and she's been passionate about sound healing since 2001 as a powerful tool for personal and planetary transformation. She comes to share about her new way of grounding and tuning the body so it can deeply relax, uplift, let go, expand, and bliss out. It's amazing how sound can very quickly help us shift our state. As a fan of singing since her teenage years, she felt inspired to create different ways of harmonizing and balancing the body using sound frequency with the voice, tuning forks, etc. And she's also produced many sound healing audios, DVDs, ebooks to hopefully inspire you to make healing sound frequency part of your life. Before we meet Ishira, let's balance our energy with this short meditation using solfeggio sounds in the background. Get comfortable and close your eyes. Become aware of your breathing. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Allow your stomach to expand as you breathe in. Now hold the breath for a few seconds. Now breathe out of your mouth slowly allowing your body to completely relax on the out-breath. I want you to consciously slow your breathing down with each breath you take. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it for a few seconds. Now exhale out your mouth. With each breath, you take your body to a more relaxed state, and your mind becomes more clear and focused. Continue breathing in through your nose, holding it for a few seconds, and then exhaling out through your mouth. Your breathing should become rhythmic and steady. See a stream of green healing light traveling in through your crown chakra at the top of your head. This energy travels down throughout your entire body and fills it with green healing light. Allow this green light to go to any part of your body that needs healing. It could be a past injury or simply a weakness in your body that you are aware of. Simply allow this green light to completely surround this part of your body now. Your entire body is now full of this green healing light. Now allow this light to expand into your aura. See this green light releasing any energy in your aura that needs to be released, that is not supporting you. See your physical body, your chakras, and your aura glowing with this green healing energy. See your aura like an egg holding you inside, very strong and free from holes and imbalances. Your body is feeling very relaxed now. Your mind is clear and focused. Your emotions feel calm and content. Rest here for a few moments. Slowly open your eyes.
Good morning, Ishira.
Hey, good morning, Valerie.
Did I pronounce your name okay?
Ishira.
Ishira. Okay, good. Good. Thanks for being on the show today. This is awesome. You're coming into the area, I understand. We're here in Sacramento, California.
Yes, I've just been here about a month so far. Yeah, coming visiting from Bali.
Wow. And what are you here for?
I'm here to share a new tuning fork protocol, which is working with frequencies of the earth. And just using 5 tuning forks. So I'm really excited to share that. That'll be in Sacramento 30th and the 1st of October, 30th of September, 1st of October at the Doubletree Hotel.
Oh, nice. So what are the powers of tuning forks as far as helping us become more balanced?
That's a great question. Tuning forks are a way of taking sacred frequencies and giving them back to the body in a very powerful way, which if you have the earthing tuning fork protocol that I've created is weighted forks, which makes the vibration travel deeper into the body. I'm using them on the bones, and this enables you to shift your state very quickly. So for example, if I had a headache, most people's response to a headache would be to take ibuprofen or something. Whereas if I take a 111 hertz tuning fork, I can place that on my head for about 10 minutes, and very quickly I will get out of having that headache. A pill would probably take about 20 minutes. So for me, I'm really happy to bring sound in instead. And my liver's very happy about that.
Yeah, really. So tell me about the tuning forks, how they work.
So how they work is you can place them either on the bone, which is 12, bone conduction, taking sound into the body travels 12 times faster. Or I can use them through the aura. So or directly onto tissue, say my belly, somewhere which isn't bone, that this is 4 times faster than through air. Or I can play them to the ears. And when they're tuned to different frequencies, what happens is you give that to the body, whether it's to the brain, to the ears, to the physical body, or the energy field. And through a process called entrainment, where basically the body will entrain the heart, the internal pulses, all will start the central nervous system. This will all start to entrain. So it'll start to match the frequency. So if you've got a stressed out person and you give them a frequency, say, of 111, this is so beautiful for dealing with stress, insomnia, depression, and also pain. So it's a very beautiful way to shift your state very, very quickly.
So what are the five tuning forks that you use, and what are the properties and the hertzes yes. of each of them?
Okay, so for the five tuning forks is a double, so 211s, and we work with that so that it's more powerful for the body, giving two frequencies. And then the third frequency is the Schumann, which is the yang aspect of Earth. So that's the frequency that's vibrating above our planet, about 60 to 80 kilometers up. And it's what, in our normal waking state, in our alpha brainwave state, we entrain to that frequency, which is around 7.83 hertz. So we can't listen, we can't hear that, because it's actually beyond audible range, because we can only hear as low as 20 hertz. So we give that to the body as a binaural or a dichotic tone, which is basically giving 111 hertz and then the binaural to that, so that the body has the difference between two frequencies to create that, so that the body can receive it. And then the fourth frequency is the geomagnetic, which is the yin aspect of Earth. So that's what's coming from the Earth. This is research done by Dr. Bob Beck in the 60s. And that is 9.6 hertz. And this is very, very good for helping the body shift into a far more grounded state. They're both grounding frequencies. This is very well known for being very great for sleep, and also for cellular repair. They found that around this frequency that cellular repair actually quadruples. So if someone comes to me and they've got some kind of injury, or they just had recent surgery, scar tissue, those kind of things, it's very helpful for that. And then the fourth frequency, because there's 211s, is 136.1. This is the Earth's rotation around the sun. So it's combining the Earth energy with the solar, and 111 is also a solar frequency. It does many, many things for us. So it's also the Om. You mentioned about the Om just now. So it's what the Indian musicians in India tune their instruments to, and it's very, very good for muscle tension. So if someone's a massage therapist and they've got a client who's got a lot of muscle tension, you can actually use this tuning fork into the muscles, and it'll do a lot of the work for them. So it's very clearing as well. It helps expand your energy. And when you're using two forks together, you can actually imagine like you're turning two knobs on a radio, and you're like tuning the body in. So it gives a space where the body can just go into a place where, if you think about our lives and how we move through our world, we have a lot of push, rush, if we engage on that. Mm-hmm. And because of those stresses, that creates quite a lot of focus up in the mind. So we're not so much in the body. Which is why I believe, you know, ecstatic dance and breath work and those kind of things are very popular now. So it's really a way of helping the body or the mind come back more deeply into the body, having that level of awareness, so that the body can start to relax and release tension and any kind of suppressed energy that they've been bottling up during the day.
Yeah, so if we're in nature, does that automatically recalibrate our bodies, like doing a nice hike up in the mountains or the ocean or whatever, because we get more in line with the frequencies?
Yeah, I mean, going out into the ocean is great for the negative ions, And it's so good to get your shoes off, that natural aspect of earthing the body. We have more nerve endings on our feet than we do on our hands. So it's so great for the body, because not only can we re-energize by being out in nature, we can actually discharge a lot of the unnatural vibrations that our body has been accumulating through the use of technology. Like if you think about computers, being on cell phones, and, you know, all the different Wi-Fi peripherals we have living in Wi-Fi. I personally can hear Wi-Fi as a very high-pitched frequency because I'm so sensitive to sound. And I think if we could see Wi-Fi, we probably wouldn't use it. We'd probably go back to Ethernet connections.
Mm-hmm. Would your tuning forks come through on the radio here if you played or if you
they are pretty
vibrated them?
So maybe not. Actually, they're pretty low frequencies. I don't have them right to hand, but we'll maybe try that in a different time.
Okay, sounds good. So, what do most people want to know? What I want to know is, do you use this the tuning fork with any other modalities when you work on somebody?
You can use it. Yeah, I mean, for any health and wellness practitioner who's looking for something that can help their client start to really drop in, you know, connect with their breathing, be more physically aware. I have a friend who I've switched on to tuning forks in Bali. She's an osteopath, and she has a lot of clients who are children who have difficulty settling when they get on the table. 111 hertz is amazing for that. It immediately helps them relax. For anyone, it's, you know, it's helpful for anyone to shift their state. I tend to carry it in my bag a lot because people, you know, it's a great thing to share. For anyone who's a hypnotherapist or anyone who does a lot of psychology, psychotherapy or physical work, it's, like I said, it does really help the session because it can actually help the body ground. So if we think about if we're tense and stressed out, the energy is up in our mind. But if we start to ground, we start to come out of our mind. So using these earthing forks, they're so great because the body can not only go into a grounded state, but it also actually helps you start to tune in with things. You know, I think we're in a massive time of change with the planet shifting, and we're being very much called to deal with our past and things we might have held on to. So one of the other things that, you know, I wasn't certainly expecting, but it really makes sense, is a lot of people who have had this tuning fork session have found that it starts to clear emotions. So when we start getting connected, more tuned in with the body, it starts opening that space for us to feel. And then from that place, we're able to have a good cry, or indeed just start to release suppressed tiredness, because a lot of us push our bodies. So it's a very helpful way to really, you know, get more in tune. And then we can feel what our body needs, what we need, rather than being influenced by society too much in terms of what, you know, other people say we should do. So it's a very good way of coming back to ourselves. And 111 is also amazing for rebalancing the brain. It uplifts our mood as well. It also stimulates the part of the brain that relates to empathy. So it's very, very good for cultivating more self-love, and that helps us have love for others. And I think we're in such a time of change where we really need those ways of helping us connect more deeply with ourselves, so that we can love our bodies, tune in with the right food to eat, mm-hmm. and, you know, be more productive, I think, and make more harmonious decisions. So that's why I love sound, because it can be a very quick, non-invasive, safe way of shifting our energy. And, you know, it also spiritually connects us, keeps us more, you know, present. It's a beautiful tool.
Yeah, I've found lately that my energy is just shifting rapidly, not consistently. So one day I'm here and another day I'm like really tired, and then I have a lot of energy and then I'm not. And then my food choices are very different now.
Right.
I'm eating much lighter, like vegan.
Right.
Not out of choice, just by what tastes good.
Right.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking that maybe I should get some tuning forks.
Great.
They use them regularly. But I know, and you know, I'm a yoga teacher, and in yoga we use a lot of singing bowls. That's mm-hmm. become very popular. So yes. How do singing bowls differ from tuning forks?
Yes, tuning forks in comparison are pure frequencies, so they're one frequency. Whereas, you know, singing bowls, 5-metal, 7-metal, the Tibetan and the Nepalese ones, they have more than one frequency, so they have other harmonics, and they can be very helpful used on the body like tuning forks. So I would say they're a broader sound, and so they benefit the body, you know, on those other harmonics. The tuning forks are more accurate. So, you know, for example, if I have someone who's got an injury and or they've had surgery or something, I can use tuning forks for helping stimulate nitric oxide release, for example, which is very good for helping the body repair itself. Whereas, you know, Tibetan bowls, they're going to help someone take them into what I would call a unification effect, which is where the body starts to vibrate as one, and that helps the body de-stress and naturally start to heal itself. Whereas I feel like tuning forks, they're far more accurate, you know, so they can be specifically used for cell repair or brain, you know, hemispheric rebalancing. You know, so I think they're a little bit more focused in that way.
Okay. We have just another minute till a break, but I know also like binaural beats are really popular right now too.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, so binaural, the correct term is actually dichotic, which is basically referring to the two ears if you're talking to an audiologist. And what binaural or dichotic does is it's basically taking the body into a different kind of brainwave state, which will uplift your mood, or it'll focus you more deeply for meditation. And so, for example, you might take 111 hertz, and then the binaural, if you were giving the Schumann frequency, would be 7.83. So you would give 118.83 one to one ear, and mm-hmm. then 111 to the other ear.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Ishira, we've got to get to a break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about your frequencies. We'll be
awesome.
Right back.
This is Busy Yogi with Valerie Okunami, exploring lifestyle choices for a vibrant, healthier, and happier you. Live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the KCOR Digital Radio Network. We would love you to become part of the show by calling 702-425-9230. That's 702-425-9230. Worldwide callers use Skype name KCOR Radio, or follow along with us on our live chat at kcorradio.com. More from within our virtual studio after this.
Looking for a radio show like no other?
We need something brand new.
Then tune into the KCOR Digital Radio Network, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and get ready for The Quantum Shift. A great shift of consciousness is sweeping across the Earth. Are you ready for the dimensional shift?
It is amazing, is it not?
The Quantum Shift, hosted by Dr. Sam Muggsy and Kent Dunn. Be part of the fifth dimensional reality, where consciousness prevails and the universal law of one is the only true reality. The Quantum Shift. Quantum Shift. Quantum Shift. Live Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Exclusively on the KCOR Digital Radio Network.
We interrupt to bring you this.
Would you like to advertise on KCOR Digital Radio Network?
This is what I'm talking about!
At a fraction of the cost of traditional radio advertising, why not?
Tell them the good news.
Whether you need to promote your next book, product, or service, we can customize a package for just about any budget.
Finally, there is hope for the hopeless.
Why limit yourself to a tiny local market when KCOR can brand you to the world?
Here's all you do.
Visit KCORradio.com or contact our sales department by email at sales@kcorradio.com.
We want it now!
See the difference with us by letting us work for you.
This ain't reality TV!
The KCOR Digital Radio Network.
You're listening to the all-new KCOR, The Core, broadcasting from Las Vegas, Nevada, the entertainment capital of the world. Hell yeah, in a little place called Area 51.
Do you feel reality is nothing more than a hologram? Fascinated with the world of the paranormal occult? Then join the host of Life in the Hologram, Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. as they guide you through this untraceable matrix. Life in the Hologram hits hard with some of today's greatest personalities in the world of the paranormal, from spirituality, psychics, healers, as well as the top ufologists and contactees in the world today. Life in the Hologram, exclusively on the KCOR Digital Radio Network. It's time to wake up and stop checking under the bed for monsters. Life in the Hologram, Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the KCOR Digital Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Busy Yogi Studios. The KCOR Digital Radio Network hotline number is now open, 702-425-9230. Worldwide callers use Skype name KCOR Radio. Tweet your comments anytime to KCOR using the hashtag KCOR. Join the conversation live and share your thoughts of the show in our chat room at www.kcorradio.com. Now, back to your source for the best in trends and topics for balancing your mind, body, and spirit. Busy Yogi with Valerie Okunami.
Hi, we're back with Ishira Hart talking about sound frequencies and how they can help your body, mind, and spirit balance out. Excuse me. During the break, we were talking, and what I really want to know is, who discovered sound frequencies and their ability to help the body, mind, and spirit?
That's a great question. And actually, it has a very interesting history. I mean, obviously, sound is the oldest thing in the book. We are vibration. Everything outside us is vibration. But the use of tuning forks for healing was only discovered recently in the 70s by Dr. John Beaulieu, or not doctor. Well, yeah. He's a psychotherapist. Anyway, he was working at New York State University, and he was dealing with a lot of patients where they had a soundproof chamber, an anechoic chamber. And he did over 500 hours of sitting in a soundproof chamber using a tuning fork on his body. And what he found was that when he used that tuning fork, it actually started to entrain. So his body pulses and his internal central nervous system started to entrain to the frequency of the tuning fork. And so began the journey with introducing tuning forks for healing from that moment on. And I think sound is one of those quick tools that we can have in our bag. Living in Bali, people have accidents on the bike all the time, or, you know, have upsets, or people have menstrual cramps or something. So it's beautiful to be able to bring something out and instantly give it to the body and someone can shift their state.
And I know that the United States has accused Cuba of actually hurting several of our people over there with sonar sound, to where they became very ill and could not work anymore.
Right.
It affected their whole system where they got sick. Yeah, from sonar sound.
Yeah, the use of psychotronics is very much present in our society. And, you know, I could talk for hours about the different things that they've used, you know, like the military in the UK have used frequency to make women infertile who were protesting against nuclear weapons in the 70s at Greenham Common. And, you know, the Russians were very good at making the whole US embassy staff sick twice. So, you know, sound is something that is a very powerful tool. And I think it's important to know that that is happening, you know, in our lives. And, you know, this is why I talk about technology. We have a stress from our technology. And because it's kind of been creeping up 3G, 4G, 5G, we're a bit like the frog in a boiling, you know, pan. We don't necessarily realize what's going on. But it's certainly true, you know, the Freiberger Appeal, which was signed by over 30,000 doctors, really cautioning and really recommending, this was in Germany, for us to really start looking at our use of technology and just really question ourselves. It's like, do we want a life of convenience or do we want our health? That it does come with a cost. And, you know, a lot of symptoms of imbalance and discomfort is actually directly related to technology, and yet people are calling it something else because they don't necessarily have a reference point to where that's coming from.
Yeah, they're talking about even like certain brain cancers are caused by cellular phone use.
Yeah, and it's important to know that a lot of that research has been censored, or it's been industry funded, so it's the results have been skewed, you know, in favor of selling, you know, technology. And, you know, that's got, I find that kind of thing unconscionable. I just, how people operate for profit when you're talking about people's health, that is really quite outrageous.
Yeah, so that goes into my next question about all the information, misinformation that's out there about sound therapies.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
Particularly for me, you know, I've been focusing on the solfeggio or the zobe, which is the wider aspect of the solfeggio, which is 18 frequencies, not 6. There's a lot of stuff out there, unfortunately, which is designed to confuse and actually ultimately put people off, because the reality is that the frequencies that I work with, they are based on the codes of creation. If anyone looks and researches vortex-based mathematics or researches the phi ratio, which is the golden mean, which Da Vinci and all artists are famous for, they'll start to see that, you know, nature and the body is composed of a mathematical blueprint. And when we convert that blueprint into sound and give it back into to the body, it can produce an amazing shift. It's like a sonic reset. And there's information out there which goes into, you know, things which are misleading. And there have, you know, there's even been kind of wars online, you know, of people disagreeing over things. And I'm like, this is for healing. These vibrations are for healing. Let's not get distracted on what is not true. I tend to take with my work a far more scientific approach because, you know, having at least, over 10, 12 years of teaching and speaking, I always am addressing the skeptic, because there'll always be one person who wants to challenge the information. So I've really learned to, you know my UCLA research, my Princeton, and, you know, the California Institute of Technology and University of Kazakhstan. You know, there's lots of very beautiful research coming out now, which shows the importance of these frequencies and the numbers and how they all interrelate. So I would caution people, particularly listening to YouTube stuff, You mm-hmm. don't know what you're getting. There's a lot of subliminal programming that's possible. It's free, and it may, you know, may be okay, but we don't know. I think it's important to, just be very careful what you're listening to, because we are already bombarded with a lot of different inputs. And I think it's important, you know, to treat our body like a temple and just be careful what we put in it, what we have around ourselves, and what we listen to. I don't personally listen to any music at all, which people find a bit odd. But that's generally because, you know, most music is actually out of tune with the body, and it takes us into a different state where we're not in deeper connection with ourselves. So I tend to avoid. I'll go out and, you know, go to a gig with friends, or, you know, but generally I won't listen to anything.
Yeah, some of the music out today, it makes me feel really anxious and unsettled.
Yes. And it, and you can also you can hear the creator's mind coming through it, you know, especially if they've been under the influences of mm-hmm. substances. You can feel that kind of real push, that kind of aggression through the music.
The anger.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, it's particularly some Russian techno. And I understand, you know, some of it's really helpful for catharting. You know, it's good to sort of get anger out and feel it, not box it in and you know, hide it away. But I do feel that, you know, increasingly we are waking up and we're feeling more. And the more we purify our diet, you know, going vegan, meat, wheat, dairy, all of these things, they inhibit the body's capacity to be sensitive. So mm-hmm. the more sensitized we become, hopefully the more we can feel what's harmonious for us and stop listening to, I mean, electronic music. I find it fascinating. When I was studying at the Globe in San Francisco, where I now teach, the Sound of Consciousness Institute, they were talking about my train of thought's gone now. It's gone.
Did you get it? Did you catch it?
No, it'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about, okay, so we talked about the sonar sounds that make people sick, that people use in the military and so on. But yeah. I was just also thinking about, you know, it's popular to play classical music to your baby before it's born. So they have like those little headphones you could put on your belly, play music to the kid. And there's also a YouTube video, I don't know if you've seen it, of a father holding its newborn baby. And I guess throughout the pregnancy, he would make the sound of Om into the mother's stomach, you know, where the baby was. So it showed the baby just crying and crying and crying. And he just did an Om for the baby, and it just calmed right down and went back to sleep. It's an amazing video.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'd love to, love to see that.
Yeah, you should check it out. You could probably Google it. Baby falls asleep or whatever to Om.
Right. Yeah, I think, it's interesting because sound is the first sense that's developed in the womb. And sound of the mother's voice, sound of the father's voice, very powerful. I've actually created a pregnancy audio with a hypnobirthing expert. And we use the frequencies in the background together with a guided practice. We have a birth rehearsal audio and one actually for the birth with dolphins, which is so beautiful.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, you have the energy mm-hmm. of the dolphins during the labor, and it's good for a dry or wet birth. I think that's beautiful because, you know, if you hear the sound of your father's voice very early on, you've got that connection, then it's a very soothing thing to use once the baby is born. Beautiful.
Yeah. So it makes sense that the tuning forks would work to create positive change as opposed to negative.
Oh, absolutely. It was interesting because I've been very much focused on personal adult transformation for most of my sound healing career. But more recently, I was staying with a lady when I was teaching up in north of England. And her baby was crying, and it hadn't occurred to me to use the tuning forks on you know, that edge. Mm-hmm. And so I took the tuning fork up and immediately he stopped crying and went off to sleep. And it was very sweet to see that. So it's great for mums if you feel you've got babies who are crying and you need a tool. Sometimes, you know, something like tuning forks can be great because they can just very gently, you know. And you're just vibrating it on the chest, so it starts to travel all the way through the skeleton. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a very gentle way of helping the body relax.
I think we have time for one more subject, and that would be earthing, P-E-M-F.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, well, the reason I got into creating this protocol, because I've already created one tuning fork protocol, which is working with the Zobe frequencies to, but that's using primarily through the energy field. So the earthing tuning forks is only physically on the body. And I got inspired actually in March of this year. I was in Bali and someone had an Omnium mat by Swiss Bionic, which is a PEMF mat, PEMF, pulsed EMF or magnetic resonance stimulation. And what it does is it broadcasts the frequencies of the earth, so the Schumann and the geomagnetic. And this helps the body basically rebalance and earth, and it stimulates ATP production in the cells. It also promotes the circulation, so it's very good for detox, lymphatic drainage, and it helps the body shift into a state of maximized, you know, healing possibility. And they give these kind of devices to astronauts in space. So when the astronauts go out of the Earth's orbit, they're removed from the Earth's vibrations, the Schumann and the geomagnetic. So, and they'd start to get sick. This is what happened when they first went into space. So now they will have a PEMF device that they can sit on, lie on, and this helps stimulate the body and, you know, helps them, you know, recover from any kind of illness if they get sick up there. And, you know, a lot of people are finding them very helpful because, you know, we are more sedentary, not having so much exercise. A lot of the blood flow can congest around the legs. There's double coils in the mat at the leg and foot area. So this helps stimulate the blood flow back up to the heart. And yeah, so I basically, from that, it was amazing. I had this 8-minute session on this mat, and I got off and I felt, not only did I feel grounded and really centered and my mind super clear and focused, I just felt deeply relaxed. And I was just like, wow, I've only been on that mat for 8 minutes, and my whole body flushed with warmth because all my circulation got stimulated. And I was like, that's amazing, in just 8 minutes, you know, how my body can shift into a different gear. And they've shown, like, with live blood analysis, you know, sometimes when the body's a little bit more, you know, challenged with, say, toxins or impurities in the blood cells start to clump. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, when the body starts to shift into a more harmonized state, or, you know, certainly more hydrated as well, then the blood cells start to unclump. So in 8 minutes, you can actually shift the blood, which is already starting to show quite a strong benefit, you know, in such a short space of time. So after having had that session on the mat, I was like, oh my goodness. Of course, you know, the other issue that we have is, not only do we need to expand our energy, you know, the first protocol I created was to take the body basically to unity and to reset the blueprint of the body, clearing out the blockages within the body, the energy field and the energy centers. But then, of course, we need to get in our body as well. So, you know, it's very beautiful to have those vibrations to help start to address, you know, all the ways in which we can get disconnected.
How would you describe the natural state of a human being?
I think that's such a great question. I think the natural state of us is actually a place of ecstatic connection and bliss. And, you know, I don't take, you know, I don't use those words lightly, because I do really feel, you know, if we are doing, if we're using like sound, breath work and plant medicine, I think they're my top three for awakening and embodiment, you know, and ecstatic dance, five rhythms, ways in which we can really get in our bodies. And yeah, you know, we are on a path of awakening, you know. The planet is waking up, and we are starting to wake up too. So sound is one of those beautiful tools that we have that can really shift us, you know, into that natural state of bliss.
Yeah, interesting.
I think it's possible.
Yeah, and the energy associated with the words that we say.
Yes.
Are also powerful.
Yes, our word is our wand. I really think that's so true. You know, you can hear it through when someone says, oh, it's really nice to see you, you know, versus it's good to see you. You know, you can really feel the intention coming through. They say 50% of the equation with healing, sound plus intention equals healing. You know, 50% of it is intention. You definitely feel that.
Right. So Ishira, can you tell us where you're going to be and how we can connect with you?
Yeah, great. So I'm going to be in Sacramento coming up towards the end of the month. I'm going to be presenting at the Healing Arts Festival. I've got a booth there the Saturday and the Sunday, which is the 23rd and 24th of September. And I'm doing a presentation at 11 a.m. on the Sunday, the 24th, which is about earthing, talking about the mat in more detail. And then I will be offering an intro evening at the Blossoming Path, which is 7 till 9 on September the 26th. And then I will be teaching that following weekend, which is the September the 30th and the 1st of October in Sacramento. So, if, you know, putting out a call to anyone who is a health and wellness practitioner, if you're looking for extra tools to help your clients also reach deeper states of embodiment, and also, you know, with emotional release, there's a lot of benefits to that as well. Tuning forks, it's just five tuning forks, and you know, you can go to the website Ishira, that's Ishira.hart.net /courses/earthing-tuning-forks, or just look under courses and you'll find it. And my cell is on that page, so you can call me with any questions. And I'd love to see you there. You know, anyone who feels that call, it feels a very important time for us. My reason for coming to the States is to really help start to really clear out the impact of technology and help get more deeply connected to our bodies, to the earth, and our spirit. So it feels like a good time to offer that. And I hope that, you know, people feel inspired to come and check it out and, you know, find out more, meet me. You can ask any questions. If you're in Sacramento, come down to the Healing Arts Festival and, you know, experience the frequencies for yourself. I'll be doing taster sessions so you can check it out.
Interesting. Where do you feel that we're going as a planet, as an awareness?
That's a good question. I think we are, I've actually received guidance that we are going through a shift. I always used to think that everyone would get to shift together, but I think the reality is certain people on this planet have made certain very unharmonious choices, and there's a very strong family of people who are making very harmonious choices. So there is a split happening. And I think, you know, I've been shown the shift, and I believe it is through the power of sound. It is through the power of our maths, which is what the Zobe or solfeggio frequencies are, because they key into the body code and the code of nature. I feel that we will come to a split where those who are working positively will shift into the new now age, the new dimension of Christ consciousness, nothing to do with Christianity, but just a loving, respectful human being. And those that are making unharmonious choices, who are trashing the planet, they will continue to wreak havoc and, you know, and create their own path of destruction. But I think that, you know, we are very fast approaching that now, that, you know, there is that split happening. Because I think some people don't want change. People are too comfortable, or they're just very, you know, fixed on their focus. And for some reason, they still think that works. So I think the earth is making choices, and a lot of people are making choices now. It's big, you know, it's like with the fires in Oregon and, you know, Hurricane Harvey and Irma. It's like we're really having to get
back. I hope people are realizing it's not about the money.
No, that's
it. You know, it's absolutely not about the money.
Yeah.
But anyway, so on that note, I have to go and let you go. Show's almost over. But thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time. I really love sharing my passion for sound, so I'm very grateful to be featured today.
Well, good. And Ishra, good luck in Sacramento, and I look forward to meeting you there.
Awesome. I look forward to that too.
Okay. Great. Take care.
And you. Thanks so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye. Hey, thanks again for listening to the show. We are donation-based, so if you like what you hear, please make a donation to The Busy Yogi Show at this network, kcorradio.com. And if you have any idea for a show in the future, reach out to me at busyyogi.com. You'll also find what I have going on there. Until next time, be authentic, be true to you, and always be kind to others. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Busy Yogi, hosted by Valerie Okunami. Live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Exclusively on the KCOR Digital Radio Network. For more information on lifestyle choices for a vibrant, healthier, and happier you, please visit her website at valerieokunami.com. Until next week, remain true to oneself. Namaste.
You're listening to the all-new KCOR, The Core, broadcasting from Las Vegas, Nevada, the entertainment capital of the world. Hell yeah, in a little place called Area 51.